From our Imams, the ninth Imam is the first, whose Imamat began at a very young age, about 8 or 9.
As-salamu alayka ya Abu Ja'far Muhammad ibn Ali al-Barra.
Peace be upon you, O Abu Ja'far, Muhammad the son of Ali, the righteous, the pious.
This is Dialogue, a program on the famous conversations of Imam Muhammad ibn Ali al-Jawad alayhi salam. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. I'm your host Mahdi, and we're talking about the dialogues of Imam al-Jawad alayhi salam. Imam Muhammad ibn Ali al-Jawad alayhi salam was the ninth divinely appointed Imam from among the household of the Messenger of Allah. And His Eminence Imam al-Jawad was also the direct descendant of the Holy Prophet Muhammad, peace and blessings upon him. We find that Imam al-Jawad alayhi salam economized when it came to spending upon himself. He lived a rather ascetic, simple lifestyle. But His Eminence Imam al-Jawad alayhi salam spent a great abundant amount of wealth on the poor and the needy people amongst the Muslims. And it is precisely because of this unequaled and unparalleled generosity that Imam al-Jawad has been called and titled Al-Jawad, the Generous. This surname was the most particular and famous surname of Imam al-Jawad alayhi salam, to the extent that he was well known and famous for it amongst the people.
Parts of Ziyarah Texts of Imam al-Jawad alayhi salam.
As-salamu alayka ayyuha an-nur as-safi. As-salamu alayka ayyuha al-badr al-talim.
Peace be upon you, O shining light. Peace be upon you, O rising full moon. Peace be upon you, O pure one from among the pure ones. Peace be upon you, O immaculate from among the immaculate ones. Peace be upon you, O pleased and pure. Peace be upon you, O Abu Ja'far, Muhammad the son of Ali, the righteous, the pious, the faithful leader, and Allah's mercy and blessings be upon you.
Welcome back, dear listeners. It's a blessing to have you with us. You're listening to Dialogue on IRIB English Radio. So, dear friends, we are talking about the wonderful dialogues of the ninth divinely appointed Imam, Imam Muhammad ibn Ali al-Jawad alayhi salam. So, we find that in the era of Imam al-Jawad alayhi salam was an era in which moral decadence and moral corruption was prevalent throughout society. It is interesting, we find that the first divinely appointed Imam, Imam Ali ibn Abi Talib alayhi salam, says that the people are upon the religion of their rulers. And so in this case, we find that the rulers in the era of Imam al-Jawad alayhi salam were the Abbasid caliphs. And these Abbasid caliphs, of course, were well known for their extravagant, ultra-extravagant and ultra-lavish lifestyles when the majority of the Muslims were in poverty and were suffering. We also find that the Abbasid caliphs, of course, neck deep in moral decadence and moral corruption, at the heights of moral corruption. And so, of course, this started to permeate and diffuse down into the regular masses in the population of the Muslims. And so in this kind of a condition, we find that Imam al-Jawad alayhi salam really emphasized not only on the different sciences, whether they were theological sciences, the physical sciences, jurisprudential sciences, but he also focused a lot on this moral and ethical lifestyle, this pure Muhammadan lifestyle that was missing within the people. Of course, going back to the fact that the rulers were very morally decadent and corrupt. And so here we find that another one of the things during the era of Imam al-Jawad alayhi salam is this idea that people have this Sufi mentality where you just worship all the time, or you worship as much as you can to the point where you become secluded and isolated. But here Imam al-Jawad talks about the essence of faith is to not necessarily turn to Allah with a lot of actions, but the essence of faith is to turn to Allah with the depth of the heart and with the inside of one's soul. And so, of course, you can tire your organs and your knees and your hands, worshiping nonstop 24 hours a day. But that is not the essence of faith. It is not the essence of ubudiyya. The essence of faith and the essence of worship comes from within the depths of the heart and from the depths of the soul. And so in this conversation, Imam al-Jawad alayhi salam says, turning to Allah with the depth of the heart is much better than tiring the organs. And so we find that sometimes we believe that it is the quantity of what we are doing that is important. And now don't get us wrong, we receive some sort of reward when we are doing all of this effort, which results in the tiring of our organs and our body parts and our hands and our knees, because we are worshiping so much. But to turn to Allah with the depth of the heart is much more profound. It is much more impactful and effectful upon the soul and upon the persona of an individual. And as Imam al-Jawad alayhi salam says in this conversation, that turning to Allah with the depth of the heart is truly the essence of faith. This is Dialogue, Imam al-Jawad alayhi salam.
IRIB English Radio. Our website is parstoday.com.
You can email us at englishradio@irib.ir.
And now we invite you to listen to a short speech by Sheikh Ayub Rashid.
Respected brothers and sisters, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. So when we come to know that Ma'mun al-Abbasi came to know the qualities of Imam alayhi salam, he decided to call him in order for him to be near him. And it is here there's another test. Sometimes we as believers cannot see the wali of Allah. That who is the enemy of the wali of Allah can see the qualities of wali. This is a big test. We cannot see the one who is supposed to be seen and followed until someone else comes to draw our attention. And it is here Imam Amirul Mu'minin Salamullahi Alayhi in Nahjul Balagha, he has a beautiful saying. He says, "Man dayya'ahu al-aqrabu utiha lahu al-ab'adu." Man dayya'ahu al-aqrabu. The one, the near people may lose him because they may not pay attention at this particular individual. Utiha lahu al-ab'adu. The people who live far away, they may see, recognize the qualities of this one and they may decide to follow him. And this actually happens within our community sometimes, within our own families.
Thank you very much, dear listeners, for listening to this episode of Dialogue. Don't forget to visit our website at parstoday.com/en, Call of Islam page, where you can find all of our previous programs and many others as well. Until another episode, fi amanillah, and God bless you all.